You're listening to New Technia. Magnetar, X-rays offer strong evidence that empty space can split light. A coordinated 140-hour observation found X-rays from Magnetar 1E1547.0 to 5408 polarized far more strongly than standard surface models predict. The result supports vacuum birefringence, a quantum effect proposed in 1936, but competing interpretations of the star's geometry mean further observations are still necessary. Empty space is not supposed to behave like glass in everyday life. Around one of the most magnetic objects in the universe, however, X-rays appear to have been filtered and aligned as if the vacuum itself had two different optical properties, a quantum effect predicted 90 years ago. The 30-second summary. What happened? NASA's AXPE telescope, NICER, and Australia's Murraying Radio Telescope observed Magnetar 1E1547.0 to 5408 together and measured unusually strong, smoothly changing X-ray polarization. Why does it matter? The pattern fits vacuum birefringence, a prediction of quantum electrodynamics that extreme magnetic fields can change how light travels through empty space. What is the catch? The result depends on models of the star's surface and viewing geometry. Another published analysis of the same IXPE campaign reached a more cautious conclusion. Key number. X-ray polarization reached about 65% at 2 keV and nearly 80% during some parts of the Magnetar's rotation. What the telescopes measured. The target, 1E1547.0 to 5408, is a magnetar, the compact core left by a massive star and wrapped in an extraordinarily strong magnetic field. It completes a rotation in roughly 2.1 seconds and emits both radio waves and X-rays, making it possible to compare the geometry seen at two very different wavelengths. The team coordinated more than 140 hours of observations between March and April 2025. NASA's Imaging, X-ray Polarimetry Explorer measured the orientation of incoming X-ray light, while NICER recorded X-ray timing and the Murraying Telescope at Parkes followed the radio beam. The peer-reviewed Nature paper reports about 65% polarization at an energy of 2 keV, rising close to 80% during parts of the rotation and remaining above roughly 40% while the radio beam crossed our line of sight. The polarization also changed coherently as the star turned. How can empty space affect light? Quantum electrodynamics describes the interaction of light and electrically charged particles. In this framework, a vacuum is not absolute nothingness. Quantum fluctuations allow short-lived particle effects that normally have no visible influence on a passing beam. A magnetic field of extraordinary strength can make those effects directional. Light polarized one way then travels through the region slightly differently from light polarized at another angle. The phenomenon is called vacuum birefringence, by analogy with crystals that separate light according to polarization. Magnetars provide conditions that laboratories on Earth cannot reproduce over comparable distances. Their magnetic fields can exceed Earth's by more than a trillion times, allowing a tiny quantum effect to accumulate as X-rays move outward through the magnetosphere. Why the combined radio observation matters. A large polarization measurement alone does not identify one physical cause. The star's hot surface, atmosphere, magnetic field layout, and the observer's angle can all change the signal. Researchers therefore need to know the geometry before attributing the pattern to the vacuum. The radio polarization constrained how the spin axis and magnetic axis point relative to Earth. When the team combined those constraints with atmospheric and radiation transfer simulations, its standard models could not reproduce the X-ray pattern without adding vacuum birefringence. NASA's August 5 account describes this as the most definitive signal so far, not an unconditional proof. That distinction is appropriate because the observation tests a model of a remote object rather than manipulating the magnetic field in a controlled laboratory experiment. A serious alternative interpretation remains. Another team independently analyzed the same long IXPE observation and published its result in April. Its astrophysical journal paper inferred a different viewing geometry and concluded that the high polarization could not by itself be treated as compelling evidence for vacuum birefringence. The disagreement turns partly on how radio measurements constrain the axis of the star and how X-rays emerge from a small, uneven hot region. A later comparative geometry study also found that viewing angle, surface emission, and propagation effects can work together, reinforcing the need for more than a single target. Nukhnaya's assessment is that the Nature result is important precisely because it combines radio and X-ray information, but the phrase "may have proven" still runs ahead of the field. Strong evidence is the accurate description until other magnetars reproduce the signature and competing geometries are ruled out. Before we overstate the result, the evidence comes from one magnetar and depends on simulations of its atmosphere, emission region, and magnetic geometry. The observations were collected in 2025, while the new event is publication of the peer-reviewed Nature analysis on August 5, 2026. A peer-reviewed analysis of the same IXPE campaign reached a more cautious interpretation because it inferred a different viewing geometry. No terrestrial laboratory directly reproduced the magnetar conditions, and the quantum effect was inferred from astronomical light rather than controlled experimentally. What would make the case stronger? Further coordinated radio and X-ray observations can test whether the polarization pattern remains stable as the magnetar's activity changes. Observing other radio-emitting magnetars with well-constrained geometry would show whether the same effect appears under different viewing angles. The result does not suggest that ordinary empty space suddenly behaves like a visible prism. It shows that under a magnetic field beyond practical laboratory reach, the quantum vacuum may leave a measurable fingerprint on light, turning a collapsed star into a test chamber for fundamental physics. Read the full article at newtachnia.com.